picture. Father, we love you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Breathe upon this service today. And let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take it. Session of this program, day three, morning. The Bible says in the third day, he will raise us up. That was why I said that everything we have done is rehearsal. Because in the third day, he will raise us up. Joel chapter 2, verse 4. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Forces of revival fall, dash. As the appearance of horses. Throughout scripture, God uses symbolisms to depict the picture of things and people. One of the great symbolisms in scripture is the eagle. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Another major symbolism in scripture we are hearing now is that of the horse. He is likening the end time army of men, the forces, to horses. Their appearance is as the appearance of horses, and like horsemen, so shall they run. Our objective today is to understand the characteristic of the horse and how it applies to our enlistment in the end time force. The character, the qualities of the horse. I did a little research so that if you want to know who you are meant to be, or what you are meant to be in the end time army, you must understand the horse. Number one, I'm going to rush through. Number one, horses have very high level of military style alertness. High level of military style alertness. And I'm sure you know that in ancient times, horses were used as war animals. We'll come to that shortly. When I give a point, I will give a fact that backs the point, and this is the fact. Horses have the capacity to sleep standing up. military style alertness. They have the capacity to sleep in the standing position. It is said that they are able to lock their legs to avoid collapsing while sleeping in the standing position. Beloved, if you are going to be a member of this end time force, you require this high level of military style alertness. Amos chapter 6 and in verse 6, the Bible said, woe unto them. 6:1, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion, that are at ease in Zion, that are at ease in Zion. If you are going to be a member of this end time spiritual force, you require this high level of military style alertness. I know that in the military cycles, during their trainings in ND and all of these places where they train them, they encourage them to sleep, provided their eyes are open. Say, feel free to sleep. Just ensure that your eyes are open. That is, you need a level of ruggedity. Now, those who stand at the sentry posts, I don't know how they do it, but it appears to me like they can doze small and still remain on their feet. For hours, for hours, for hours. Many of us, we are too much at ease for this force. God is saying to you this morning, if you are going to be a member of this end time force, you must be more alert than you are now. You must be more alert than you are now. You must be more alert than you are now. And I take authority over every demon of ease. I command it crushed right now. If you are saying amen, you say louder amen. If you are saying amen, you say louder amen. My wife was watching me the other day when I was praying for somebody, and somebody fell under the anointing violently, and before he could roll on me and probably push me and throw me down, I already took like this. While he went his way, I went my way. That has happened plenty times. You need agility in the realm of the spirit. You need agility in the realm of the spirit in order to see spiritual possibilities. Not just physically, but spiritually. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You need that level of agility. You need that level. Now, you will see more. Number two. Horses are fiercely diligent and unusually hardworking. Fiercely diligent and unusually hardworking. Horses are strangers to laziness. This is the fact that horses sleep only for 3 hours out of 24 hours. Fact. I am not advocating that you sleep for only 3 hours, because that may be very difficult for you. But he says, for those in the army, their appearance is as the appearance of horses. He says these people are going to be fiercely hardworking. They are going to be fiercely diligent, unusually hardworking. Proverbs 22 verse 29, he says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings.
It shall not stand before mean men. Beloved brothers and sisters, many of us, we sleep too much. We are too sleepy. We are not wakeful. Even when we are awake, it appears like we are sleeping. There are many who struggle to keep their eyes open in a service like this. What a challenge. It is not possible for your destiny to happen if your sleep spirit is sleeping. The difference, the opposite of the horse in terms of this diligence is called the sloth. Have you heard of the animal called the sloth? It is from the sloth that you have slothfulness, that you have slothful. The sloth is so sleepy, he sleeps upside down. And he sleeps for 18 hours out of 24 hours. Yes. That sloth is so lazy, so slow, that algae grows on his body. Things grow on his body. It has no time to clean it off. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I am telling you, you need energy to fulfill destiny. I'm telling you, you need that, you need that, you need that wakefulness. You need that wakefulness. When my children were much younger, I'm sure in their mind, they think I don't sleep. Because anytime they wake up, they see me awake. So anything they want, they ask me to do. Say, Daddy, I have test tomorrow. Wake me by 1 a.m. Another one will say, wake me by 3 a.m. Another one will say, wake me by 2 a.m. That's different times. And I wake them up. All at the different times. I mean, if the person's wake up time falls between when I wanted to rest, I will set an alarm to wake the person up. I have to do that. Text message by 2 a.m. can be replied. 3 a.m. Especially urgencies. Send me a test this morning around 4 something. I was fully awake, walking before the test came. I gave him a reply. A service schedule. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Every demon of sleepiness, every demon of slothfulness that wants to make your destiny to slip out of your hands, I declare, it is arrested right now. It is arrested right now. It is arrested right now. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Many people who are globally impactful, they are highly wakeful. Globally impactful. Impactful in any realm of life, they are highly wakeful. My Father in the Lord can easily tell you, call me back around 2 a.m. or call me back by 1. That is, he is not sleeping at that time and he expects you to be awake. Thirdly, as horsemen, number 3, horses are extremely watchful and vigilant. Watchful. In the first one, we saw how military style and alertness. In the second one, we saw how diligent they are and hardworking. And here, we are seeing how they are extremely watchful and unusually vigilant. Get this fact. If you have 10 horses, I want like 10 people here to come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, tenth one is already here. Alright, all of you come, no problem. If you have 10 horses and it is time to sleep their 3 hours sleep and to lay down, all of you sit on this altar. All of you. That is in itself an impartation. One of them will stand up here and just stand like this in vigilance. All of them can't lie down at the same time. One has to watch out for danger. One has to watch out for danger. One has to watch out in case there is any predator coming. One has to be on alert to just let the others know, you can go ahead and sleep, but I got you covered. That is why he said their appearance is as the appearance of horses. Their operation is a horse-like operation. A horse-like operation. I tell our intercessory department in church, I said, the reason why you are meant to be awake to pray at night is so that membership can sleep in peace. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? One has to stand and watch. One has to stand and be vigilant. One has to alert the others if there is danger coming, if there is disaster coming. And God is saying that to all of us here today. He said you are going to be watchful. If you are going to be a member of this army, you have to be watchful. You have to be vigilant over the flock that God placed you over. You have to be vigilant also over your life. Acts chapter 20, please take your stand up now and take your seat. Acts chapter 20 and in verse 28. Leko sata freta sata. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost made you overseers. Take heed to yourself. In Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 41. In Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 41. 26:41. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Proverbs chapter 27 and in verse 23. 27:23. He said, be thou diligent to know the state of your flocks. And look well to thy head. We need to shift our watchfulness to another level. We need to shift our vigilance to another level. Over your own life. Watching for who the devil is sending into your life as a friend. To destroy your destiny. To divert your destiny. Watching for who the devil is sending to the church as a member. That is an agent of the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Watching. Watching to see who the devil is introducing into your life as a business partner. To destroy your business. At the early part of our church, we used to give people letter to relocate to another church. We speak to you in words or we speak to you by letter. You say, you know what? We have realized that your presence in this place is not needed. Especially when we recognize cantankerous behavior. Behavior that is contrary to the move of the Spirit and contrary to the unity of the brethren. You are not needed in this church. Did you hear? There are plenty of churches. Find one. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You need that watchfulness. You need when to walk out of somebody's life or when to walk somebody out of your life. You need that watchfulness. You need that watchfulness. You need when to know who is a friend and who is not a friend. You need that watchfulness. You need how to identify danger that is approaching your life. All horses cannot lie down and sleep at the same time. One is standing and is watching the others. One is standing. The fact is, horses will not lie down all at the same time. All, at least one of the horses, will be standing to act as a lookout for potential danger. Number four, horses are highly relational. Highly relational. And before I leave there, please don't be over relaxed. Watch over your life and watch over your destiny. Horses are highly relational. The fact is that horses are very social animals. They are very social animals. They get lonely if they are left on their own. They know how to mourn like humans when their companion dies, passes. They express emotions of anger, emotions of jealousy. Like when somebody else is trying to take the attention of their loved one. Emotions of sadness, loss, joy, happiness. They also express emotions of love and intimacy. They are highly relational. What is that saying to you, a member of this end time force? If you don't know how to relate with people, you cannot go far in this army. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25. The Bible said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. It is said that when horses like you, they follow you. When plenty people come around the horse, for example, he might just pick one that he likes and just follow you, just be following you. You'll be wondering, did I do this horse anything? Does he want to attack me? No, he likes you. Someone say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. In John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. John 13, 34 to 35. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. My dear brothers and my sisters, the quality of your relationship with people is a qualification for your enlistment in the end time force. The quality of your relationship with the people of your life. What is the quality of your relationship, for example, with your wife? There are many pastors here who have very terrible family relationship. Terrible. There are those who have never been to any meeting with their wife. Why? They are not in talking terms at home. And so they cannot come out and be pretending. So it's just terrible. How far do you want to go without your life partner? There are some relationship with their children, very terrible. And if anybody is under this covering, this spiritual family, and you are having problem with your wife, something is wrong with you. Something mega. Because you haven't learned it from anywhere. When our children were growing, you know normally how children would like to give me my thing. And we just put them in order from the beginning. We don't function like that here. If there is where children are against each other, it's not in this climate. You didn't learn it from anyone. Where did you see it? How did you see it? When was the last time you saw your mother and father exchanging words? Father spoke to mother the way you didn't like. Mother replied back, you didn't like it. Say it once in your lifetime. They have not cited it once. So, what you have not observed, you are not permitted to manifest. That settled everybody. Everyone is like this. Meat. Hooked. One unit. This is how the church should be. This is how pastor versus pastor should be. It's not competition. It is completion. It's complementation. Am I communicating? When somebody shares a testimony that inspires you, don't be angry. Don't be jealous. Be inspired. Be motivated. Don't let it push you into competition. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? That was why at the end he said, they walk everyone according, they march in their ranks. They will not break their ranks. They will not trust down one another. We'll come to that later. Highly relational. There are people who don't know how to make friends, don't know how to keep friends, and don't know how to relate with anybody. You send them a message, they won't reply. You greeted them, they won't answer. You're almost the one trying to force things to work. Have you been in such a place before? You are the one, you are trying to force things to happen until you get tired. So you got tired and then you face your life. I believe that at that point God will understand. I tell people, I'm one of those who advise people. When you greet a person, 1, 2, 3, 4, he doesn't reply your greeting. Face your life. There is nowhere it is written thou must continuously greet people. It's not written anywhere. Good morning. No answer. I'm greeting you, sister. No reply. It's you I'm talking to. No reply. It's you I'm talking to. No reply. Next time, you just face your life. God knows that you have no bitterness in your heart. But you are not planning to waste your compliments or waste your respect. Or you are not planning to injure yourself by greeting without the greeting being replied. Sorry, life is very, very easy. I don't have anything against you. But I respect myself too much to greet you and you refuse to reply. Hey! Hey! Is God speaking to anybody here at all? But I like you to try. Let us try our best. And let iron sharpen iron. Let us try our best. And let fire beget fire. A new day is happening to you. Something is happening to you. If you believe that, say loud amen. We were sitting somewhere one day. And my wife and I were in the room somewhere, and I saw somebody that we greeted and exchanged pleasantries. And I cautiously say, "Can you have this?" The person said, "No, I'm not. No. That is when you just offer a curtsy to somebody or take a bottle of drink or something. No. An assistant like a PA or something. So, you take this. No, I'm not taking. Me, give you something. You are not taking. That particular person that followed that person, I had assisted the person with huge money when she was stranded. You are aware of that. So when I sat down, I entered a very solid mood that created the climate. The climate was so tangible that they walked out. Later on, the person said, the place was unbearable to see. I said, yes, I gave you something, you refused. Why? How?
And then your PA followed you to disrespect like that. How?
Sir, I'm so sorry, sir. What do you want to prove? You see, you need a balance of softness and toughness. When you are tough and you are not soft, you are wicked. When you are soft and you are not tough, you are weak. I should say it again. I say you need a balance of toughness and softness. If you are tough and you are not soft, you are wicked. If you are soft and you are not tough, you are weak. If you are tough and you are soft, you are whole. And it is in the Bible. Romans chapter 22, verse 11. 11:22. Behold the severity and the goodness of God. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity, the goodness and the kindness of God on them which fell tough, but towards you, goodness. Every leadership must have that balance. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder believer, say amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That was number 5. They are highly relational. Number 4. They are highly relational. And I gave you the fact that they are very social animals. That's right. Number 5. Horses are highly cooperative and synergistic with one another. Highly cooperative and synergistic with one another. I came across something that is called the horse sense many years ago. They are highly cooperative and highly synergistic. This is the fact that whenever flies are plenty, can you come? When the sun is so hot and the flies are so thick, and this horse has just one tail, he's trying to see how to clean the flies. He's cleaning the flies at his back, but the ones on his face he couldn't clean, and the flies are so tough. They stand side by side, two by two. You bend and face the front. Like that. And you bend, face that side. Bend a bit. This one's tail will be helping to drive the fly from the face of this one. While this tail will be helping to drive the fly from this one. So the two tails will achieve what one tail could not achieve. So this is what he said. When the sun is hot and flies are thick, apply horse sense. Horse sense. Apply horse sense. We need this cooperative alignment. Both with meet fellow ministers, with church workers in the church, the ushers and the protocol and the choir and the counseling. We need this horse sense and cooperativeness. Fellow ministers in the city, we need this We need this cooperativeness. We need this cooperativeness. I went to preach in a church in America, and that church in America has a relationship with another church in the UK, and they said they saw the fire that fell in America, and they said, please, that's another one there, and that one in America said, I've been watching you, and I watch your program over there, and I want you to be over here. And there was that synergisticness. Can I tell you that we'll achieve more together than we achieve individually? Am I communicating at all? They are highly, that is what God is going to do in this end time. A lot of synergistic workings, a lot of cooperations, inter-ministry synergies, cooperativeness that will make the work to run like fire. Lift up your right hand. Say amen. Say, Father, I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to walk in synergy and walk in cooperation with the brethren. I receive that grace. Listen to this. Brothers and sisters in church, if you are working against each other, you are working against the agenda of God for the end time. Pastor, if you are ever working against another pastor, you are working against the agenda of God for the end time. Is God speaking to anybody here? If God is speaking to you, say amen. If God is speaking to you, say amen. If God is speaking to you, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. There are crusade ministries on a monthly basis that receive something, no matter how little, from this ministry in six zeros that go to them to enhance what they are doing. We are in crusades. We don't take offering on crusade grounds. It requires so much money. But somebody is in crusade, and we say, we are sending this to you. They send us pictures of their crusade. Big crowd. And so on and so forth. Wow, praise God. This is impactful. This is great. God make it to work further. Next month, more. Next month, more. Oh, you don't get angry and say, oh no, they are already very successful and they have big crusade. Most people face themselves. They face themselves. And to live for self is to live for small. A few days ago, one of them sent me the crusade stage. Good crusade stage they just purchased. And he said, thank you, because you made this, you were part of making this happen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in synergy. I receive the grace to walk in cooperation. I receive that grace now. Number six. All right, before I go to number six, let me give you some scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Say, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Isaiah chapter 41, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. Isaiah chapter 42, he said, they helped everyone his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. And he that smootheth with the hammer encouraged him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with the nails, that it should not be moved. They helped one another. When was the last time you made another ministry a focus of your prayer? Maybe somebody that you think is at your level. Or a focus of your giving. Very, very important. It is part of the requirements. If we are going to operate as horsemen in this end time, it is part of the requirement. That was number 5. Number 6. Horses have very high intelligence and superior mentality. High intelligence. I just told you about the horse sense now. It is a product of intelligence that they decided to arrange themselves so that they can assist each other. They have very high intelligence and superior mentality. The fact is, horses learn quickly and they can remember things. They learn quickly, they can remember things. This will amaze you. Horses remember faces. They can remember a face they saw 3 or 4 months ago. And they can solve problems just like we saw now. They can figure out how to get something done. And you know the best of it? They can understand human language. Those who train horses can train them with words. Sit down. Get up. I heard that a horse was trained with a language and a new owner bought the horse. And he didn't know the language of the horse. So he keeps on talking and the horse didn't understand. But mistakenly, I think he said something and the horse understood. And then the horse started moving, galloping. Now he doesn't know the word to use to stop it. He said everything, stop, no way. He did everything until he said, I think, one word. And the horse stopped almost at the edge of a cliff. And then he said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. That means to the horse, move. I am sure that the horse uses wisdom not to jump into the cliff. People of God, if you are going to be relevant in this season, you must renew mentality. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 12, and in verse 1 to 2, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. He says, study to show yourself approved of God. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Sharpen your mentality. Increase your intelligence. Increase your information base. Even if it is spiritual information base. Increase your information base. To preach this message, I have to go through and ransack too many things. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Very, very important. If you are going to be a part of this end time army, you can't afford to be a spiritual dummy. You can't afford to be a dullard. You can't afford to be dull. You must be sharp. You must be spiritually smart. Mentally smart. Number 7. Horses have very highly developed senses. Highly developed senses. And the fact is that they are highly sensitive to a wide range of signals. Sensitive to touch. Sensitive to sight, which I'm coming to shortly. sensitive to hearing, the smell. What does that mean to you? You need spiritual sensitivity to function in the end time force. Spiritual sensitivity. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4 said, I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am approved. I will watch. We need spiritual sensitivity. Sensitivity. You need sensitivity to experience possibility. You need sensitivity to end in authority. And this is very important. You need sensitivity not to end as a casualty. Sensitivity. Sensitive to signals. To know when the devil is trying to make an advancement towards you. To know when the enemy is trying to approach. Sensitivity. Somebody say a louder amen. Many of us are seeing things, but we don't understand what we are seeing. We are hearing things, but we don't understand what we are hearing. We are feeling things, but we don't understand what we are feeling. I prophesy today, spiritual sensitivity is being released and imparted on people. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Are you ready for this prophetic word? I announce today, the devil will not take you by surprise another time. Let me announce it again. The forces of hell, they will not take you by surprise another time. The forces of the occult, they won't take you unawares another time. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive spiritual sensitivity. I receive it. Spiritual sensitivity. I receive it now. So shall it be. The hearing of horses is sharper than the hearing of man. They hear the sound of war from afar. Take your seat. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Number 8. Horses have lightning speed reflexes. Lightning speed. The fact is that their response time is very short. Much shorter than that of humans. Sharp reflexes. This is what it means. You are walking. Come. Somebody come. You are walking, and somebody, like a person is driving, and somebody is about to run into you. Most human beings will come close before they realize what's going on. For a horse, you just shift off and move. Maybe there is a fly on your back. For a man, the fly lands. What is this? For a horse, the landing of it is the same as. Very, very, very sharp. The meaning of that to you is you must increase the rate of your response to issues. Many of us, our responses to matters. At times, it is when things spoil before you respond. Some parents watch children behave. They don't respond until the child is almost irreparable. But they saw signals. Is God speaking to anybody here? I think it was in Romans chapter 12, verse 11. He's saying, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, Not sluggish in action. Very rapid in action. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. You know what comes to my mind? 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season. Out of season. Be rapid. Don't react slowly. Don't react slowly. Respond urgently. Even to divine signals. There are many times God servant Papa Yerepo say he will hear something. The hour has come. The harvest of Africa is overripe. And then before you can say praise the Lord, he moves on the spot. He say, set up the African mission office. Set up this. He moves on the spot with lightning speed alacrity. That is the sharpness of you need a sharp reflex even in the military setting. When someone is facing you with a rifle or facing you with something, what is it that makes your own granite to flow rapidly in a hurry before the demon agent releases his own reflex? In martial arts, it has a lot to do with reflex. Somebody is bringing his hand here before. You know, you preempted him. You just blocked him on the spot. And he's wondering how he can't touch your face. Your reflex. When I was in secondary school in 200 level, I had such level. One day, a young man, bigger than me in size, engaged me in the dining hall. He brought out his hand. Before he could reach, I pushed it off. I kept knocking. He was wondering, why can't I touch him? I didn't learn it anywhere. I just watched it, the normal Bruce Lee films and all of those things. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? We need that alacrity in the realm of the spirit. I prophesy to somebody here. I decree today that you are shifting in your response. You are shifting level in the rate of your response to these that need response. I came to the point where I decided not to wait until I come to the office before certain things can get done. So as inspiration is flowing and things that need to be done are flowing, I will just place a call. Hey, you there. This is going to be done now. Hey, you do this. You do. When we come to the office, that is around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. or any time where I'm not there. When we come to the office, we can officialize it in writing. But there are things that cannot wait, that must be acted upon. And the best time to strike the iron is when it is hot. Divine ideas, someone said, are like babies that are crying inside church. What do you do? Carry them out immediately. Carry the idea out immediately. There are babies you cannot explain anything to. Just mother and baby, move and explain to the baby outside. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Many of us are where we are today in the ministry we are carrying out because God said, do this, and you didn't do it. He instructed a particular mode of outreach or something to do or something to change or somebody to move off a particular assignment, and you failed to do it. So he left you there. Until you obey the last instruction, you are not qualified for the next instruction. Even in our personal lives, there are things that God, look at the testimony the pastor shared, that he should, if he needed wine, he should bring water or something like that. And when he told the wife said, oh, that cannot be the devil. The devil won't tell you to give. He acted on the spot. There are people God called 30 years ago that are still preparing today. 35 years, 40 years ago. taking their time, not knowing that God does not wait for man. A person may fail, but purpose can't fail. If one person fails, he picks another person for the continuation of the same purpose. Somebody say amen. Number 5, or number 9, horses have very wide range of vision. Wide range of vision. And the fact is, they have nearly 360 degree range of vision. 360 degree range of vision. A major reason is that their eyes are positioned by the side. Two eyes, here and here. So if you are coming straight from top and the horse is standing like this, he will see you. If you are coming from back, he doesn't need to turn his head, he will see you. If you are coming from down, you lay down and he's standing like this, he will see you. 360 degrees without turning the head. What does that mean to you? God said, as far as your eyes can see, in Genesis chapter 13, verse 15, so will I give to you. Members of this end time force, you cannot afford to be myopic. You can't afford to be short-sighted. You cannot afford to be fixated just on getting a car to drive or a house to live. You can't even afford to be focused just on those attending church. The time has come where you shift your vision beyond the walls of the church and look at how to conquer a city. How to conquer the city where you are, or conquer the nation where you are, as the case may be. You can have many sons of the prophet ministering in Accra or in Douala or anywhere. You have plenty. If you have 5 of them, share the city. You face here, you face here. Spiritually, what's the population of Douala? Like 2.5 million. So if it is 2.5 million and 5 of you are there, share it. 500,000. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you cannot take 500, at least take the tithe. The tithe of the land is 250,000. Yes, and present it to God. And if the tithe is too much, you can give an offering. But that is good. Am I communicating at all? The meaning of this is, let your vision and expand. Refuse for any location to localize you. Papa said to me in the real one, he said, don't be too sentimental about this building. Yeah, because we're just at home in that place. Crowd everywhere. You were there. Inside the church, the premises, outside the fence, 6 services. You are coming in the morning, cars everywhere. And the last time he came there, he saw crowd on the road, crowd everywhere. He said, will you move out of here? Will you move out of here? Don't be sentimental about any location. Yes, sir. Then we doubled our search. Multiplied our search. That was in Rawan. Faithfully Rawan. Now give us the Sunday of 4 or 5 Sundays ago. Was it the blessing Sunday of July? You can give us a clip now and see how it's a reflection of a Rawan on a bigger scale. Or the other Sunday with the overflow tent outside. Do you understand what I'm saying? Would this be possible in Rawan?
if we were sentimental with that location, would have remained the highest, maybe 7 services. Maybe 8 at the most. Then the authorities will be looking for your trouble. You have blocked everywhere. You have parked everywhere. You have done this everywhere. Do this, do that. Then they will be looking for your trouble. But we decided for the vision to expand beyond there. Since we left Area 1, there have been multiplied churches planted still in FCT. As we are here now, we have hundreds that are meeting at the same time. And I want the media to show us in the evening and especially at the vigil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Enlarge your range of vision. Determine to fill up that thing, whatever is your life assignment. Enlarge your vision in a hurry, because we don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud amen. They have very wide range of vision. And one thing about vision is that if your vision is not big, destruction is not far. In fact, the blind can easily run into a pit, a ditch. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, that is what confirms that scripture, the people perish. Where there is no vision. More accurately, if the vision is not there, if your vision is not there, destruction is not far. That is most accurate for that passage. Finally, I have 2 more. Oh no. Can you afford like 2 or 3 more? Number 10. Horses are forward minded. They are forward minded. They are forward minded. And the fact is, horses get up from the lying position with the front leg first. If you make a horse to lie down and make a cow to lie down, the horse stands up like this. The cow stands up like that with the back leg. The horse stands with the front leg. In other words, I am ready to move. I am ready to charge. Horses are forward-minded. Paul the Apostle told us in Philippians chapter 3, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before. Beloved, where you mind determines where you end. It is time to forget the failures of the past. It is time to forget the missed opportunities of the past. It is time to forget the errors of the past. It is time to forget the mistakes of the past. So you can face forward and move forward. Number 11. I'll rush now. Horses. And like I've always said, to be focused on the past is to pass away with the past. Number 11 is connected to this. Horses have high level of speed and acceleration. High level of speed and acceleration. High level of speed and acceleration. You know that you need urgency to fulfill destiny. Look at the fact. A baby horse, they call it foal, F-O-A-L. They can walk and run the same day of their birth. Did you hear what I just said? The foal, the baby of a horse, can walk, can run within a few hours of birth. How long does it take a baby of a man to run? Do you understand? A child born is running after 3 hours. A few hours. And the horse can run up to 56 to 60 kilometers per hour. That is the speed of a car, of some cars. Middle level speed. What does that say to you? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. 2:2. Destiny is fulfilled with urgency. Remember, destiny is fulfilled with urgency. It's fulfilled with urgency. Members of this end time force are urgent people. They are fast runners. Anybody like that here, say aloud amen. Number 12. Horses are strong and powerful. The meaning is, they are symbols of strength and power. That's the fact. Horses are symbols of strength and power. I'm sure you remember that our air conditioners are measured in horsepower. 1.5 horsepower, 2 horsepower, 5 horsepower, 10 horsepower. What makes the horse so strong and powerful? They have 3 things that make them powerful. 1, thick muscles, a large heart, and powerful lungs. Thick muscles, a large heart, powerful lungs. Do you like to know the weight of the heart of a horse? It's between 3.6 kg to 4.5 kg. The weight of a baby is between 2.5 to 3.5. A heart is weighing up to 4.5. Do you know how many gallons the heart of a horse can pump in a minute? 7 to 10 gallons of blood per minute. It pumps that in order to support energy and support strength and support the speed. What did Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 say? He said, be strong in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 16 and in verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. We looked at strength yesterday, and I believe I won't go over it too much now. Lift up your hand and say, Father, I move in strength. I refuse weakness in the name of Jesus. Number 13. I have one more and we're through. Horses are fearless and daring warriors. Fearless and daring warriors. Fearless. Fearless. They are animals of war. Job chapter 39, verse 20 to 25. This will excite you. Start from verse 19. I want everybody to see this. It's very beautiful. He said, have you given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Neck, thunder. Keep going. Can you make him afraid like a grasshopper? Answer is no. The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He poweth in the valley. He rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet armed men. The people are armed, but he is excited at war. He mocketh at fear. He is not affrighted. Neither turneth he back from the sword. The quiver rattleth against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swalloweth the ground as his tearing race with fierceness and rage. Neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet of war. He said among the trumpets, ha, ha, I am just mocking you. And he smelleth the battle afar off. The thunder of the countenance.
and the shouting. I'd like you to take it from the Living Bible Version from verse 20. Anyone who is ready to function like that, say amen. Have you made him, that is the horse, able to leap forward like a locust? His majestic snorting is something to hear. He powers the earth and rejoices in his strength. When he goes to war, he is unafraid and does not run away, though the arrows rattle against him, or the flashing spear and the javelin. Fiercely he paws the ground and rushes forward into battle. When the trumpet blows, at the sound of the bugle, he shouts, "Aha!" He smells the battle when far away. He rejoices at the shouts of battle and the roar of the captain's commands. Stand up on your feet. I have one more. See him with his armored and armored battle horns. No spear can pierce it while he's carrying the owner to waste the enemy. Will you give me the Message version and give me some other Bible in basic English from verse 20? Did you create him to prance proudly and strike terror with his royal snorts? He calls the ground fiercely, eager and spirited, then charges into the fray. He laughs at danger. Fearless, doesn't shy away from the sword. The banging and the clanging of quiver and lance doesn't faze him. He quivers with excitement at the trumpet's blast. He races off at a gallop. At the sound of the trumpet, he neighs mightily, smelling the excitement of battle from a long way off, catching the rolling thunder of war. It is as if an infantry officer man or an artillery man, an armored person, is hearing the blaring in the air, endless shooting of anti-aircraft rifles, general purpose machine gun, and instead of quivering in fear, it's as if he's hearing the dance drums in church. That is why he says we are to be like horses in this end time. You are not wired to turn back from any battle. You are not wired to turn back, to turn your back for any devil. You are not wired. You are not wired. You are not wired. The devil must not catch your tears and he must not catch your sweat. I know one of my assignments in life is to set people on fire, ruggedize and militarize men, and send them to make the devil regret, to make the devil lament his devilishness. I'm happy that I'm in my assignment right now, to go and make all the witches of your father's house to pay for everybody they kill before their time. To go and make all the territorial demons in the city where you are to pay for everything they ever did against the church. I am fully aware that before this conference is over, those who need to be laid to rest like Herod shall be laid to rest. The horse is at home in the middle of danger. They say there is war in front. He was walking first. They say there is war out there. He said war. When we were in the university, as I'm speaking, I'm reminded of something. I told the story before. What they call campus cultism was coming to our own campus for the first time, afresh. They were shooting in the night. They broke all fluorescent lights, security lights, the whole campus where we were was in darkness. They were singing a blasphemous song. I don't want to repeat it. They used the word hallelujah. God forbid that Satan conquer the world. Yes, they say hallelujah, Jesus, you are in trouble. Yes, they say Satan reigneth in this place today. That was the song they were singing, shooting in the air. I was like in sixth year medical school, or fifth year. And there were other brethren. While this was going on, like I used to say, men had become, pardon me, women. Women had turned to children. And if there were children there, I don't know what they turned to. Everybody clutched to their bed because of these dear devils. While I heard this sound, I didn't know what to do. But between you and me and the one hearing us, I didn't know when the door opened and I was out of the room. And I was already headed. Coming out and tonguing the kind of tongue that the pastor talked about. I was on my way. About two or three other brethren from their hostess who were horse-like, lion-like, were also charging out. We all happened to meet at the center. When we met, our own trouble started. That was about 3 a.m. We tongued from that moment till 6 a.m. and began to look for them. We began to walk in their direction. They began to recede into the bush. People with weapons. We remained there till the day broke. And then went from hostel to hostel. Half story building like this, 1, 2, 3. And stood in the front. I was screaming. All you agents of the devil, children of the devil, that came out last night and said that Satan reigned here. If you are not ashamed of your devil, come out here now and defend him. If you believe in the devil and you trust in the devil and you are not ashamed of the devil, come and defend him here now. There was none to come out. One of their agents poured water from the story building on us while the declaration were on. And I said to him, you just poured away your life. You poured away your life. He died under 7 days. Vomited. That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. I was just reminded when he said the horse charged into the battle. He charged into the battle. He charges into war. That was what happened to Samson. When a young lion roared against him, the anointing began to boil. He said the spirit of the Lord rose mightily upon him and he tore it like a baby goat. That time has come where the vegetable heart must die. That time has come where we must confront the people that others run away from. That time has come where we should show the devil that is not as he thinks. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Rakaspero tase televigadosta rakadida galala hasarish
Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Open your mouth. Pray in the spirit. 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 In Jesus' name.
While we're in the university, my wife preached to a young man. And the young man said to her, "You want me to change? I have killed. I am a member of so and so. We kill." My wife said, "I'm coming." Not my wife, Sister Becky. He said, "Excuse me, sir. There is somebody who say he has killed before. I don't know how to lead that type to Christ. I'm even afraid." I said, "Bring him." "He didn't start today." "Bring him." Knelt him down. "Tell me the kind of things you do." After I said everything, I said, "You need Jesus now to be free." He said, "Yes, sir." Led him to Christ, laid hands on him, checked out the devil. After he gave his life to Christ, his colleagues began to look for him. It was impossible for him to come out, that they were going to kill him. He was planted in a church. And in the church, they connected him with a serving officer in the army. That this young man has just given his life to Christ from killers, and they said they are going to kill him for coming out. And the officer said, "Let's go and see their leader." So they went together, and the man brought out his service pistol. He said, "See this boy? That is, you are the one to watch him." He said, "If one hair fall from his head, I will personally shoot you. I won't hand you over to anybody. I will shoot you." That is brother, our brother in church. Who said that we cannot be rugged? If the devil comes in the spirit, deal with him in the spirit. Hey. If he comes in the physical. That was how no devil looked for him. One day I went to Makodi to preach. And then we went to the filling station. And I saw this same young man running to me at the filling station. I said, "How are you?" "Fine." "Yes, I remember you. So how far?" "Oh, everything is good." "Come on. How's your faith?" "Perfect." "What happened? They didn't look for you again." "No way, they couldn't." When that man confronted them and told them, "See my gun, I'm the one to shoot you if one hair drop from his head." We need such brothers in church.
Yes.
And there are plenty everywhere. In your own place, you people can easily have your license. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Some people came from one village. Terrorists were disturbing them. I took all of them to the altar in area one. Their local vigilante. I took all of them to the altar. Anointed all of them. "He that taketh the sword shall die by the sword." No offense is committed when a killer is deleted. Oh yes. Even scripture. Even the convention for self-defense. He came to kill a person and he was killed in the process. The law has nothing against it. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So they went back to their village. The demon agents loaded themselves in, like, is it five ships or five, boats or something, like 50 or 100 per ship, and loaded like five. All of them came to town. The big young boys said the people, they were shooting automatic, non-stop. And these people only had hunting equipment. If they say Holy Ghost fire once, 100 of them will drop at once. Yes. At once. And release it. At once. None escape. None. None escaped. None escaped. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest believers amen. These are the days of the latter rain. And God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. Father, of all the things we are going to pray, when you go back home, pray all the 12 points. But this number 13 will pray it here. That fearless, daring, warring spirit. This fearless and daring, not necessarily physical, but in the realm of the spirit, the forces of hell that said you should not rest, it is your time to lay them to rest. Oh my God. Let me say one more thing. Take your seat. That will be number 14. All of this is balanced by one thing, and that's point number 14, that horses are very submissive and highly teachable. This point is also a fact. They are highly very submissive and highly teachable. So they are available to be led, guided, instructed, and trained. Available to be led, available to be guided, available to be instructed, available to be trained. That is teaching us a lesson. We are talking about the horse that we just mentioned, this fearless horse, this one that is charging into battle. This one that does not fear the sword. This one that is a stranger to danger. Stranger to danger. You can see a small boy holding a horse with a rope. And this horse is following the boy. That was not weakness. Because part of the strength of a horse, hear this, he can kick a man to death. Confirmed. Confirmed. It's kick kills. Am I communicating? I should have asked you. That's your field. He said he killed the lecturer in ABU, the horse. He can kill. It's a back kick. He just does like this. Especially when he's angry, he kicks at the back. Is big enough to puncture the ribs, puncture the heart, rupture the heart. Say he killed the lecturer in ABU's area. Yeah, even if you are studying, you don't stand behind it. You did the quotation, right? It's part of the thing that he did. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yet, he's humble enough to be led. What lesson does that say to you? That submission under God's power. Take your seat. That is why anybody who is moving about claiming to be powerful, that you cannot trace who is the authority under which they can be called to order. That is mockery power. That is transient authority. It doesn't have a future. I've seen people in time past who boasted that nobody ever laid their hands on their head. They are so powerful. Many of them, some are not alive anymore. Many of them are faded away. Too big. My wife and I were talking about one of the most talented person you ever saw. Talented. All talents. Prophetic, healing, word, musical, everything. Everything was packaged in one. Eloquence of speech, diction. Faded away completely. Completely faded. Because of overbigness to submit as one of the matters. Too big. Am I not more talented than the person who is claiming to be my father in the Lord? Yes. Am I not more anointed? In fact, at that time I overheard such a person making such a statement as, my gift is threatening him. Yes. Yes. His grace, what he carries, is threatening his father in the Lord. What he's doing now is not up to one satellite branch of Father in the Lord's ministry. One branch. Do you know how powerful Apollos was? Powerful but limited. Until Aquila and Priscilla mentored and discipled him. That was when the world heard his voice. Acts chapter 18 will end there. Verse 24 to 26. And a certain Jew, named Apollos, he was born in Alexandria, an eloquent man. He was mighty in the scriptures. He came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. I'd like you to see this. Please go back to verse 24. See all the qualities of Apollos. Eloquent man, somebody say one. Mighty in scripture, somebody say two. Instructed in the way of the Lord, somebody say three. Fervent in the spirit, somebody say four. Teaching diligently the things of the Lord, somebody say five. Now see his limitation. Knowing only the baptism of John. I don't know if you understand the implication. Look at verse 26. And he began to speak boldly. The thing he knew that he didn't know well, he was saying it boldly in the synagogue until Aquila and Priscilla heard him and cornered him. Come, sir, come, sir, come, sir. You are very bold, but you are boldly wrong. You are very, very sincere, but sincerely wrong. And they expounded unto him the way of God more. Wait. This man, John the Baptist, has come and gone. Jesus has come and has gone. The Holy Ghost has come and filled people with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Apollos was not aware. His revelation stopped at John. There is a man coming, the last set of whose shoes, there's nobody that can unloose it. This man shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with power. There is a man coming. There is a man coming. The anointed one, the Christ of God, by the time he arrives, my God, you will be shocked at what you will see. There is a man coming. Aquila and Priscilla say, come. Please, calm down first. Just come. Reduce your voice. This, don't say it again. The man, come. The man you are talking about, he has since come and has gone. So that baptism that John did has stopped. That's number one. Number two, when the man came, he too baptized people. In fact, he was crucified. He resurrected. He went to heaven. Apollo said, oh, I see. Where was I when all these things were happening? Where was I? Where was I? In fact, John's baptism passed. The baptism of this master, of this one also, he told us to baptize the name of the Lord. That one is already ongoing and passed. There is even another baptism called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Say what? Did you hear of the upper room? Upper room? Where? Why is the room upper? Why is it upper? Why do they call it upper? The cloving tongues as a fire that came. People spoke in tongues and this message spread. This is a serious matter. All right, kneel down. Let's pray for you. Father, help the ignorance of this young man. He is a great potential, but limited in revelation. Father, be it what he has known now, send him to the next level. In the name of Jesus, receive. Beloved brothers and sisters, that humility that made Apollos to submit to Aquila and Priscilla took Apollos to a level that Aquila and Priscilla didn't reach. He placed Apollos on the same pedestal with Paul. Some people say we are of Apollos. Some people say we are of Christ. Some people say we are of Paul. Some people say we are of Apollos. Some people say we are of Christ. Is Christ divided? Me and Apollos, we are doing the same work. Give it to me on the screen. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7 or 2 Corinthians 4, 7. One of them. The same Apollos for whom maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou had that thou did not receive? Neither receive it. Why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? Some say I'm of Apollos. Look for that one and give it to me. I think it's chapter 3. The same Apollos, sir, not another Apollos. Is the same Apollos. Is the same Apollos. I have planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. So neither he that planted anything, neither he that watered it, but God that gave it the increase. Now he that planted is one. Verse 4 and 5 of these. Look at that. For while one said, I am of Paul, another said, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Apollos? And who is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe. That is the same pedestal. One submission. That is what people do to their lives and their destinies when they think they are too big for authority. Apollos was already an authority in his own right, but decided to submit that authority in humility. The same way that a horse was already powerful, but he agrees to be trained by a small boy to learn language. Beloved brothers and sisters, some of us, it's not powerfulness that brought us here. It is wisefulness, the wisdom of on time submission, the wisdom of early submission on time to learn, to be instructed. You will go places and stay submitted. The more the influence and anything increases, the more the submission continues. It increases, it continues. It's a new day for you. I see many Apollos rising out of here. Now stand up on your feet. Mahashoko kadayalala harasaya.
Welcome to the start of the conference. Within the next 10 to 15 minutes, the area of submission is for you to act. The fearless, daring spirit is for you to cry out to God right now. Two prayers and then we shall be true. Number one, Father, thank you for your word to my life today. I appreciate you for speaking to me. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father. Louder, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. I am grateful for your word. Thank you for speaking to me. Be glorified, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. To me today, I am grateful, Lord, for your word. Thank you for speaking to me today. Mahashada Gayala Lahurada.
Now you know, Holy Ghost, thank God, just as a prophet for two.
These are the days of the lottery,
and God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus works for me. And these are the days of the lottery. Thank God is more than in his power. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke.
In the name of Jesus, our crusade in Bauchi was the month of June or July. Oh, it was July, just last month. Really, at that crusade, it's June. Really, what month was it? July. Don't worry, you'll find it. Now look at this. At that crusade, I was given a gift, and they didn't know what to give me other than show it on the screen. I'm sure. Show me the gift I was given at the crusade ground. July 20th to 21st. That they presented a horse to me. The moment I saw that horse, this conference was not on my mind. Even this message now wasn't on my mind. But I saw it as I was preparing the message now, suddenly, wow, they gave me a horse in July, just last month. And we are talking of horse now. Then I said it was symbolic. And I believe
that the symbol is still here.
I believe that God
prepared me and us for today
without knowing. It was in the while I was in, before I stepped into the service this morning. I didn't remember at all. Then I told him, "Can you get me the picture of that horse?" If I remembered, I would have said it from the beginning of the message. Even skip my mind till now. He just wrote me a note now about the picture of the horse. Now, this is symbolic. I believe we are in a season of speed.
We are about to take off as a people. We are about to take off with horsepower. We are about to take off with fierceness. You are going to speak to God and say, "Father, I make demands on the daring, fearless, warring courage of the horse. I require, I desire, I demand for an impartation of the same mantle of the end time war horse and war horse warriors. I receive this impartation now." Open your mouth and pray. 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 I receive the impartation.
I want you to go with the Lord.
Pray. Rata sete frete sete frete calabarisha. Jarata sete ferota sakila canadasa. Rata sakila vedeva kaboda kalalasa. Rata sete frete soto calabara.
Father, we give you the praise. 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 Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Just lift your hands. And Holy Spirit, thou art well, come in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art well, welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome.
What's happening to the altar side? Are you okay?
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Sing it to my time. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome. pray for me. Sing it through my time. Holy Spirit, thou art well for me. Holy Spirit, thou art well for me. In this place, oh, me, omnipotent Father, of justice and grace, thou art well for me.
A final time.
Sing, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thou art well. Holy Spirit, thou art well. Welcome to this land. Oh, me, prophet, father of blessings, thou art well. Welcome
something on your people today. Let the kingdom of darkness confirm that something dropped on this woman, on this lady, on this man. Let the powers of the occult confirm that something dropped on this man, on this woman, on this guy. Let the members of the church and everyone who knows him, let everyone who know her confirm that something dropped on this brother, on this sister. Receive an impartition. The mantle of the end time. The mantle of the end time. The fire mantle of the end time. The warring mantle of the end time. The war horse mantle of the end time. The warrior mantle of the end time. Lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Let us separate the Satakadash. Let the Retta see the Galerosa. Retta set the Libby Galeradaza. Retta separate the Sakakaladas. Retta separate the Galadaraha. Let us separate the Sinagalaras. Retta separate the Galeralaros. Retta Scaritaza. Tilly Galerosa. Retta separate the Dara Galadis. Retes prefetese fride galalara. Retes fredida galalahora. Yara tasete fete kedra. Lepe retes fide rida galara so. Retes si fetita lida da daia. Ete si da galalala. Ata sara da galalala. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream and receive. And place your hand on your head. And let that mantle drop. Father, let that mantle drop. That warrior mantle. That war horse mantle. Let it drop. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name for what you have spoken to us. We are confident of what you have done today because we saw what you did yesterday. We are confident of what you are doing this year because of what we saw you do last year and previous years. We know impartation works because we have diverse testimonies. Father, thank you. And thank you because it is working and it has worked again. Let not one person live here the same. In the name of Jesus, let the archives of eternity register that on a day like this, something dropped on people. And in the course of this conference, something is dropping that is changing the face of our world, changing the face of our generation. I give you the praise and I give you the honor. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.